بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم النياحة على الميت. There is a chapter on the prohibition on wailing and crying when somebody has passed away. Natural crying, naturally feeling sorrow, sad that somebody has passed away, a dear one, mother, father, husband, wife, etc. And shedding tears, this is all permitted. But to make a show out of it, and to go on screaming, wailing, mourning, etc., this is what is prohibited. وَلَطْمِ الْخَدَ And to slap one's face, etc., to act in an irrational way. وَشَقِّ الْجَيْبِ And to tear one's clothes at such a time. This is to show that, oh, I'm so sad, all this is happening. وَنَطْفِ الشَّعْرِ And to pull out the hair of the body. And in fact, in the days of ignorance, they were paid women to do this work. They should come and they should start screaming in a particular way, wailing, mourning, etc. And they were paid for that to show that we have missed our person very dearly. وَحَلْقِهِ And to shave the hair. وَالدُّعَى بِالْوَيْلِ وَالثَّبُورِ And to make baddu'a, that may I be destroyed, may this happen, may that happen. In other words, what is required in Islam is that it teaches us to be balanced and composed during occasions of sadness and joy. There should be no extremism. In the case of a calamity, one should exercise patience, be hopeful of divine reward, and resign oneself to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's decision. But at the same time, naturally, what a person feels sad, that hasn't been prohibited. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said الميت يعذب في قبره بما نيح عليه وفي رواية ما نيح عليه حضرت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said the marhum, the person in the qabr, is punished in the grave because of people wailing over him. That is, when they cry and they go in excessiveness and they mourn over him, etc., and they do all this, then he also gets the punishment. This hadith may seem contrary to the Quranic verse, and no soul will bear the sin of another. That the Quran says that everyone is responsible for his own actions. So how can the person in the qabr be responsible for the actions of the people who are living and who are doing these wrong things? Therefore, the ulama have explained the hadith as follows. It refers to a person who encourages his family members to wail over him after his demise. This is the interpretation given by the majority of the ulama, that a person says that when I die, then you people must cry over me, you must make it known that you are missing me, you must mourn, wail, cry, etc. If a person did that, then it is his own action, it is therefore he will be punished. Secondly, it refers to a person who is aware of such a custom in his family, but does not prohibit them from doing it before his demise. It does not apply to a person who discourages his family members from doing so. That he knows this is happening, and then he should inform them before time that when I die, you must not go on wailing, mourning, etc. over me. Shedding tears and feeling sorrowful on the demise of a family member or friend is natural and a sign of mercy which Allah Ta'ala places in the heart of a believer. However, it is prohibited to wail, scream, slap one's face, tear one's clothing, or make statements of kufr, blasphemous statements, on the demise of any person, which is explained here in front. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says حضرت ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates ليس منا من ضرب الخدود that person is not amongst us who slaps the face, that is, on such occasions, and who acts in an irrational way, وشق الجيوب and who tears the clothings, ودعا بدعوة الجاهلية and he makes ignorant statements of the people of before, etc. It is an objection. If a person makes this objection to Allah Ta'ala and a show of displeasure to Allah Ta'ala with the divine decree, when one utters a statement such as these, that is, for example, a person says that Allah has made my children orphan. He took away the father and he made my children orphan. Or he says that Allah is the one. Somebody, people say Allah made this woman a widow now. That now the husband has passed away, now has become a widow, blaming it on Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, how could you have taken him away? Or was he the only one you could choose? All this kind of statements, these are prohibited. Such statements were common during the days of ignorance, when people would hire women to mourn over their deceased. Islam abolished all such practices and statements of this sort, and this may even lead to a person to go out of the fold of Islam. And that is explained here, that he is not one of us. That is, he is not a Muslim. What does this mean? Means that he's not on our path, he's not on the path of Islam, or his Islam is deficient. There is some deficiency still in his Islam. It is said as a warning and reprimand to show the seriousness of the sin. If he, however, regards these actions to be permissible, that is, not only does he say it, but he regards it as permissible, then the hadith will mean that he is not a Muslim. That is, to regard a haram as a halal, then if that will take a person out of the fold of Islam. So that is a serious. As long as a person is involved in haram, may Allah save us all, but he regards it as haram, then he is still a Muslim, though the sin is there. But when he starts regarding the haram as halal, then that is a serious thing. And that can take a person out of the fold of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana.